All right. Today's reading is from Job, not Job. It's 39, verses 11 through 12. Because he is so strong, will you trust him? Will you let him decide where to work? Can you send him out to bring in the grain from the threshing floor? This has been reading the Lord's Prayer.
Amen. Thank you, Bridget. Thank you, Pastor. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's a blessing to be up here this morning. It's a blessing to be in America this morning. I'd like to start off with a word of prayer before I get started. Ask God to bless these words. Father God, what an honor and a pleasure it is to be standing here to preach your holy word, Lord. I pray that the words that come out of my mouth are truly your words, Lord, that they touch the hearts of each and every person in this building, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
This morning I'd like to speak about God's willingness and ability to give the strength we need to deal with the struggles of everyday life. Here we are in the book of Job, in chapter 1, verse 1. It describes Job. It reads, "He is perfect and upright, and one that feared God and avoided evil." We know the story of Job. He had everything. And that the devil took it all away to see if he would lose his faith. He tells his wife in chapter 2, verse 10, "What shall we receive? Good at the hand of God, and shall not receive evil?" In our everyday language, he said, "Dear wife, we are so blessed, but stuff happens. Blessed be the God. Blessed be the Lord." In chapter 5, verse 8, reads, "I will seek unto God, and to God will I commit my cause. I will look to God, and he will hear me if I seek him. And I will petition the Almighty and give him the troubles that I am having and move on, knowing that he is in charge of my life, all of my life." As I read through Job preparing for this, it was this incredible sense of Job's understanding of the power of God. Bless you. I've read Job before, and it always amazed me what he went through. You know, and if you ever have troubles, read Job. He had real troubles. You got no troubles. Yeah, you got no troubles. Amen, Charlie. In chapter 10, verse 9, "Remember, I beseech thee, that thou hast made me as the clay, and thou wilt bring me into the dust again." God has total control of our life and Job's life. Job realizes that in his life there are many rebels and follow down the wrong path. He writes in chapter 24, verse 13, "They are those who rebel against the light. They know not the way, therefore, nor abide in the path throughout. They do not accept God for who he truly is. And the future that awaits them when they choose not to know God and walk with God." Job 28:28, "And unto man he said, Behold, the fear of God, fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding." I am trying to establish God's relationship with Job and how Job realized that through a healthy fear, he will find wisdom and flee from evil. And now we come to today's scripture that Bridget read. I'd like to read it again from my King James Bible, even though that was a great version. Amen. "Will thou trust him because his strength is great? Or will thou leave thy labor to him? Will thou believe him that he will bring home thy seed and gather it into thy barn? Will we be, as Christians, men and women, trust him, really, no matter what? Do we have that trust in God? His strength is great, much greater than ours. Or will we struggle and labor on our own as we go through the struggles of life, through the trials of this life, when we are really out of gas? There's nothing left to us, and we just don't know what to do. Will we look to God to get through these troubles? In verse 12 it reads, "Will thou believe him that he will bring home thy seed and gather it unto this barn?" When we look into the mirror in times of trouble and trials, when we look at ourselves, will we look to ourselves, or we will look to the God of the mountains, the creator of heaven and earth, the creator of you and you and me and you and Kit? My mother a long time ago would say these words, and I'm preparing this week, and I had this little flashback, and I could hear my mother going, "God, give me strength." You know, and it was just like she was standing there. Where'd that come from, you know? And I don't remember that. But, you know, being kind of old as I am, I remember these things. And I said, you know, and she'd say, we'd go through stuff. And, you know, my mother, it was a hard life, just like all of our lives. It's not easy, you know. And my mother, in her own funny way, would say, "God, give me strength." And she'd move on. It was a plea from just an ordinary mother, a wife, an American, living life. "God, I have no more strength left in me. I pray to you to renew that strength so I can get through this situation. This heartbreak, this high mountain I have to climb before me. God, help. Give me that inner strength that only you can give me to deal with this event in my life you have me going through today." On November 1st in 2009 in Agawam, Massachusetts, a dear friend of Gail and mine, his name was Red Haskins, he wrote a testimony, and it talks about his 4 years of pain and discomfort, and about his feeling of being a burden on so many, about his going back through his life and searching for unforgiven sin that he might have overlooked. He reached out to God for that forgiveness. And it reads, Red's words, how God brought him to a time long, long ago when he was a child. He had a similar hurt in his heart. Now he would climb up into his mother's arms and she would make life all better. That's what mothers do. You know, it's going to be all right. You're going to get through this. It reads now, as an old man, I have need to ask God for strength and for comforting in these dark ages. I need to feel your loving arms around me to strengthen me in these troubling times. This old friend, like my mother, knew when they were at the end of all their strength, when they were heartbroken, when they had just been run over by life, that God holds the answers to those questions. How do I get through this? We all need to trust in Him. We need to have 100% confidence in who God is. In Psalm 46:1, it reads, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present and help in trouble. In Psalm 73:26, it reads, my heart, my flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. The last time I was here preaching, I talked about baby Luke and his mother and father and the incredible witness that family is for God. Every time I receive one of those emails, how they gathered their daily dose of strength from Him as they deal with their son's sickness. How through their emails, you can feel the confidence and faith they have in the Almighty God. This is a family that's been in Children's Hospital for what, 2 months? Dealing with a 1-year-old, pretty young little boy. But they know that God's there for them. They have God-given strength to deal with this. Amen?
Amen.
Here's another one of my little things that happened to me last week. So we all know the picture of the flag raising at Iwo Jima. And I saw it on TV, I think. And I saw it again two more times during the week. And thinking, we've all seen that picture. I think there's a memorial in Washington of that event, you know. And I kept on seeing it. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, that's kind of funny, you know. I'm thinking, well, I was sitting last night and I said, you know, I need to say something about that because God wants me to. And it came across my little mind that the only way this event could have ever taken place to those men that day is with God's blessing and God's given strength.
Number five, always faithful.
They had been there on that island for Lord knows only how long. They were going through great, great trials. But on that day, they were at the top because God had allowed them to be there. If you look back in your life, I am sure you have events in it that you really don't know how you ever got through them. How you made it. I am here today to tell you that was God that gave you strength to get through that. He will get you through anything and everything. He will never give you anything more than you can bear.
Right.
He is always with you. He is with you just like a mother and a father are with that little baby Luke. They're there for that little baby. There's another story, and this is another one. You heard the story of Dakota Myers? And it's a story about his strength in Afghanistan. I can't remember the whole story. But I listened to the story or saw the story. And I say, you know, that man did that with God-given strength. Because there's no way in the world he ever should have been able to accomplish what he did in that day. Except through God's blessing. And God being with him through that series of events. And I read a book about the Medal of Honor, you know, for different people in different wars, you know. It's God-given strength that got the men and women through those terrible, terrible trials they had to go through. Amen. Dick and his son, Dick Hoyt, over in Holland. I saw a commercial, a while ago, about him pushing that wheelchair. And he's got this boat. He's out in the middle of the ocean. He's got this big boat, and he's pulling his son. And I don't even know if Dick's a Christian or not. But he could not be able to do that unless God allowed him to do it. And God gave him the strength to be able to do it. How do you get that God-given strength? In Job is the answer. You trust in him with all your heart. Why? Because his strength is great.
Amen.
It's greater than anything you and I will ever go through. Number two, you believe in him unconditionally. You believe in who he is. You read this book, it'll tell you who he is. You believe in his power. I'd like to read from Hebrews 13. Verses 5 and 6. Five reads. Let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. I will not fear what this world's going to do to me because God has me right in the palm of his hand. He's watching over me every single day, walking with me every single day. Just like Job, you need to have that confidence in your life, and he will give you that strength.
Amen.
Thank you.
That's great, guys.
I don't have a bulletin.
It's M number 10. Ben, over to your name.
Please rise as we sing 10.
Ten. Yeah. Glorify your name. Father, as this service ends, our real service begins. Give us peace, give us power, give us strength. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said,
Amen.